a reminder, no shiurim next week. Okay, I would like to finish the siman, should be possible. Siman Tof Nun, we are up to Sif Hey. Interesting halachas tonight, very interesting halachas. Yesh mi shematye lehaske tanuroi le'en Yehudi. That's page 70, second line. Some allow lehaske tanuro to rent out his oven le'en Yehudi for a goy. Al menas she'efe boi matzo. Say, you've got an oven. We spoke about the ovens yesterday, which are very valuable items. Every village had one oven generally. And you want to rent it out. That's your panosa. You've got the village's oven. It's a good panosa. Now, over Pesach, there's not much, you're not using it. So you're happy to rent it out to the goy. Now, when you're renting it out to the goy, you may do so. But the words of Shulchan Aruch are as follows. Yesh mishemate lehaskir tanuroi, some allow renting out your oven le'ein yudi for the goy, al menas, with the condition, sheyevoy b'matzah, that you tell him, there's no chametz in this oven, please, no chametz. It doesn't have to be literally matzah, but it has to be something which is not chametz steak. V'imyevoy b'oy chametz, but if he does bake in it chametz, ein zo kuklo, then it doesn't matter. So what we're learning, that you can rent out your oven, as long as you stipulate and you say, no chametz, please. He's going to ask, what's chametz? You say, well, that depends on opinions, and you're going to give him a whole shit, clearly. But you can tell him, as long as you don't make chametz. Now, if the goy, because you're not, why is that? Yeah, now, if he doesn't, it doesn't matter, you're still fine. It's just that you may not officially and formally, directly enjoy and benefit from chametz. So you're telling him, listen, no chametz in here. And then what happens, happens. Yeah, so it's, yeah, but that's what he says. What happens if this is, this is continued in the Ramah. The Ramah goes in even in a slightly different case, but still very similar. What happens if you've got storage areas that you rent out? Storage. Is that a Jewish panosa? I actually never heard. It seems to be a good business. You see them everywhere, this storage. It seems to be a very good business. I don't know why it's such a good business. I don't know why it's such a good business, but I've never heard of a Yid doing that. Have you ever heard of a Yid doing it? It must be very good, easy money, very good money. You heard of Friesengemach. Friesengemach. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You see them everywhere. You see these massive warehouses, storage. Right, that's what it is. So, okay, I never heard of a Yid owning it. Something to think about, because it seems to be a good business. What happens if you've got one of those and somebody calls you up and he says, got loads and loads of chomet, a goy, he's got loads of chomet which he wants to rent over the Pesach period. He wants to rent the warehouse, the storage area over Pesach for chomet. He tells you, that's, you know, you have to sign what it is, you have to, and he's, because you have mistake based Surya, no, arguably. Oh, very good, very good, very good. Does everybody agree with that? If he comes and he says, I've got boxes and boxes of donuts, which I want to store in your... Yes. So the Ramah says as follows. V'chein, similarly, muta lehaskir lo yibayis lodu boy. You can also rent out a house for dwelling purposes. V'afal pin, although shemachnis b'yachka chometz shori. Although you know for sure that Mr. and Mrs. Goy, they'll come in with chometz into the house. Nevertheless, it's okay. So if you're renting out a property for living, residential purpose, that's for sure okay. The question is, what happens if it's for storage of chametz? And even that case, you're right, because what was the rationale? What did you say? What did you say? What's the reason why it's for? Yeah, what did you want to say?
I want to say, what's the yid shaychus with his chametz?
Yeah, exactly.
He's renting out a space.
Doesn't make a difference. If he leaves it empty, you couldn't care less, right? It's not. Yeah, absolutely. The Ramah said it's fine. Yeah, what do you want to say? What would be the reason why it's fine? Because Now, so we are saying that for renting out residential purpose is fine. and for storage, you're saying it's fine as well. What happens? Or you're not sure about the storage?
Well, the storage is more of a direct kind of hanar.
Yeah.
If you're renting a dira to a goy,
it brings in sandwich. You couldn't.
It's not sandwich.
Yeah. Now, what happens though with regards to the storage? If it's mamash, very literally, a rent from erev Pesach till Motzeh Pesach, literally. Literally, from the minute before Pesach comes in until the
cross.
Exactly, the guy's exactly all the guy that is buying all the chabad, he wants to store it somewhere. Yeah. So, what would you say then? Would you still be comfortable about it? According to your rationale, according to your svar, you're saying it's fine because you're not benefiting from the chametz. All you are, it's the rent. Do you agree with that? You're not comfortable. There's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, but I want to share with you. There's a chiddush. I think it's quite a chiddush. Sif Katan Yud Beis in Mishnah Berurah. Lodu boy. Hain Aval Gav Shemaskiro Yistom Lodu boy. Who? It's the renting case, the sandwich case. Loy Osi buy to let kind of. Then it's fine. That's for sure. Okay. That's the most scenario. For loy Osi laafuk elaych Shemaskiro beferish losum boy chomet. The chiddush, the shayla is it's a bigger chiddush if he's actually literally renting it out for storage of chametz. Or mishum de mistaker b'isurano, in such a case, you're actually getting benefit, you're getting a wage and money from isurano, from the actual chametz. You're not allowed to benefit directly from chametz, and this is arguably a little bit closer. If you're renting out literally the property for storage of chametz, that's not so poshut. Omar shem divrei achronim de'elesor mishum de mistaker b'isurano. But, however, the Achronim state and they allow the Amatir in the following case. They say that if it is, the problem is only Elo Tafkech Shigiaz Manisur, that's only if it's literally from Pesach, for the period of Pesach, going to be Pesach or Erev Pesach. Havel Koidein, but if you're starting the rent a week earlier, or 2 days or 3 days earlier, and you also Lechavot Chilet, that's perfectly in order and permitted. Vish Machmir Bazaf, the Tuch Shloshim Koidein, some are even more stringent. They say, renting out of a warehouse, renting out of a property, for storage purpose, that's going to be also even 30 days before Pesach. That is a chumra. It's a chumra, but if you're renting it out, but generally, it's fine to rent out the property. If for residential purpose, always fine. If it's for storage, Mishnah Berurah is machmir. Renting out for storage is a problem, unless you're extending it a little bit, before or after.
Any storage?
No, storage of chametz. Say somebody, a guy wants to rent out, he's got boxes, spare boxes of biscuits, and that's what he's storing it for. So he wants to keep it. So you tell him, okay, listen, I don't mind, but you can't just rent it literally for Pesach. You've got to have a couple of days before, a couple of days after. Otherwise, you're mistake b'sfirano. And that's why, the truth is, I agree with you, Svor. I'm struggling to understand this as well a little bit. Because you're not directly benefiting from the chometz. You're not directly benefiting from the chometz.
Well, a lot of the storage places, you don't have to actually state what's in it.
You don't have to state. Right. Yeah, no, I don't. I've never used it. Right. So if according to that, it's really hard to understand why it should be a problem. Why should it be a problem? Who cares? Yeah. So Levi says the Mishnah Berurah is not happy with it. Yeah, what's that?
If you know he's storing chametz.
If you know for sure.
And you're getting money for his storing chametz.
Yeah.
Isn't
that okay, save off. In-house, save off. Okay. Mutaloy Malevet b'Pesach. You're allowed to tell your slave. You got a servant. You got a servant. Yeah, a Goshen, a Gentile, in-house, au pair. Call it whatever it is. He's working for you. Mutaloy Malevet b'Pesach. And you are really obligated to see to his money. You've got to see to his food. You've got to feed him. You've got to feed him. So, with the following, so you've got a problem with you because you want to feed him. And obviously, you don't want to feed him kosher Pesach. Why don't you want to feed him kosher Pesach? Because it's?
No,
kosher Pesach? Why? No, so, what about, you want to feed him chametz because it's a lot cheaper. You don't want to feed him the matzahs, the hand matzahs, the box of hand matzahs. So, mutalo, how can you deal with it? Mutalo emal eved Pesach, elich dinazer v'knel v'echol. You now have to tell the guy here, take the fiver, and you go and buy something to eat. Now you know he's going to buy chametz. Is that a problem or not? You know he's going to go around the corner.
You better give him only £5. He can't afford it.
Bring him to your house.
Yeah, it's going to have to be what?
You bring your chametz into your house.
No, he's not. Tell him, you eat, so you're right. Mishnah does point out that obviously he's not eating in his, you're right, Mishnah does point out, he's not eating it in his, in your property. You give him a fiver, and you know he's going to end up buying chametz. Is that a problem or not? No problem. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Mutar lo yemal le'evet be'Pesach. You're allowed to tell your servant on Pesach, heilech din hazeh, take this fiver, v'kneh ve'echoil, and buy something, something to eat. Aval pi although she'deah, you know clearly she'ikneh chametz, you know clearly he's going to buy some chametz. Are you allowed to tell him, okay, listen, you go and buy something to eat, I'm going to pay you back tomorrow. And you know that he's going to end up buying chametz. If you give him the fiver and he goes around the corner, we're saying that's fine. What about if you don't give him the fiver yet? You tell him, buy yourself a lunch, I'll pay you tomorrow. Okay or not okay? You know he's going to go around the corner to McDonald's and he's going to buy chametz. Pardon? And therefore?
So you've lent to him.
So whose chametz is it? You're saying that it's a problem or not? And therefore it's a problem. Yeah, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Absolutely. To not tell him, say, go out, buy something to eat, and I'll pay you back. Because effectively what you've done is, what has he effectively done? If he's gone out to purchase chametz and you're going to pay him back tomorrow, so effectively, yeah, that's why it's also. Yeah, yes, correct, agreed. But nevertheless, once he's bought it, it's as if it's yours. You have to pay him back for it. Some allow. Some allow it. But the Maaseh said there's a lot of achronim u'machmir. Ve'osu liknos chametz le'en Yehudi, be'Pesach afilu be'mo'osav she'en Yehudi. The Ramah goes on to a different halacha. What would be the cases for? What happens? The Ramah goes into a different case. What happens if you're an agent for a goyisha merchant? Okay, the goy is the boss, and you work for him. And he has asked you, his business is to buy chametz. He gives you access to his bank account, but he wants you to buy merchandise, schor, which is chametz. What would be a good scenario for that?
If you're a carer, and you're caring for, that's pretty bad probably, but you're caring for a goy.
Yeah, caring
for a goy. Please go down and buy me
a... Yeah, that would be one case. But even in business matters, okay, somebody has got a franchise. I don't know. The case is the boss is the guy, and you are working for your boss, and he asks you to buy chametz for him, for himself, for his, on his behalf. And not only that, but the clients, the customers are also goyim. All you're doing is you're literally using his bank account to buy chametz merchandise, which you're not going to benefit from. Is this permitted or forbidden?
It's not like
you're saying it's fine.
No benefit. Well, it's your benefit, but you're being paid to do that.
You're being paid to do that. Well, let's say it's you get a wage.
It's not your account.
It's not your account. What happens if you have to? If it's not just remote, we are used to remote merchandise. If you actually have to schlep the chametz from one storage room to the other, will that make a difference or not? What would you say? Okay or not okay? No, you've got the work clothing, and you know it says in the back, it says Schleppers, and it says the name of the company, it says, I don't know. Yeah, go, yeah. You're right, my son. It's a valid point, my son. It's a valid point. But my son, what would you say? It's okay or not? You say that it's my sign? You're saying Marisain? Or you're saying merchandise of the Vosu? So the Ramah, it's very interesting, I suppose, what you're suggesting, but the Ramah says, Osu liknois chametz. Is that the words of the Ramah? You're not allowed to buy chametz, le'ene Yehudi, be'Pesach. You're not allowed to buy chametz for the goy on Pesach. Afilu be'mo'oisav, even with his money, le'ene Yehudi of the goy. Mishle Bosef Kon Chavalev explains. Perhaps we have to be concerned. Perhaps you're going to end up eating it. So that's why I wasn't sure if it's remote sales, if it's merchandise which you're not touching. That's why I wasn't sure. There might be a heads up.
It's not kosher anyway.
if it's not kosher. Yeah, so maybe according to this reason we'll be fine. But the Mishnah adds another reason. That's a nice afkamina. Very nice. The Mishnah adds another reason. Another reason is because at the end of the day, you have a positive want for the existence of these chometz. Which is also. Roitze bekiuma is also. It's a kind of bittel of a bittel. It's the opposite of a bittel. Bittel chometz means ka'afa de ara. We want it to be like dust. Here you're actually creating the opposite. I want this chometz because I'm doing business with it. Admittedly, not my own business, but I'm doing business with it. Because it's still, there's an issue of roitze bekiuma. Now, I hear what you're saying, but on the whole psychological, emotional, spiritual, understand mindset of a yid on Pesach is to be to mevatel chametz. Yeah, it's a level of hanah. You know, I don't know about thinking. You're saying that because you shouldn't be thinking about chametz. Yeah, the Mishnah brings three reasons. Reason number one is you have to worry you're going to end up eating it. If you're schlepping chametz around, you might just have a bite. Second reason is because oyd bekiumoy. And third of all, the ein shlichus la'akum. Some say that there is no shlichus va'akum, you're actually acting on your own behalf. Now, afkamina will be, I think, taka, that if you're selling remotely without touching the chometz, then according to the first reason, you're not going to end up eating it. According to the second reason, oyd bekiumoy exists as well. Halach l'maaseh, rabbi, say you may not do business with merchandise of chometz on Pesach. So that might be, I'm just wondering now about the shares that we mentioned yesterday in great detail. Do you think there might be a problem because of Oitzibikumoi? Do you think that if a person... No, that's actually your own. It's different. I was just wondering.
Yeah, that should make it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just thinking if there is that Oitzibikumoi element. I don't know. Okay. There's an interesting Mishnah Berurah, widely quoted Mishnah Berurah over here, who discusses in Sifkot Yud Ches, a widely quoted Mishnah Berurah, who goes a little bit off the topic. And he discussed, what's the shayla, Rabbi said, what would you say if there's a person, a child, let's speak about a child, who is a choyle, and his medicine is chometz. Now, it goes without saying that if the child is choyle sheyesh boisakon, if the child is dangerously ill, and his medicine is chometz, that doesn't need to be discussed. That goes without saying. Pasuk says v'chai bohem, and obviously it's mutter, and pikuach nefesh yedoche kol ha-toyeh kol. It goes without saying. We are not discussing a sakonic case. We're discussing a child who is ill, but not dangerously ill, and he needs medication, which are chometz. What would you say? What are you meant to do? What are you meant to do? What are you not allowed to do? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Pardon? He'll be even more ill. But he's not going to go into danger. He'll be really he'll be unwell. You know, what about asking a goy to feed the chometz? Can you do that? Ask a goy to feed the chometz? Can you ask a goy to feed him chometz to make him feel better? Any reason why not?
Why is that better than
them? Because you can't own the chometz. If you're makin it to the goy.
Ah, but he doesn't have to
feed him. Yeah, no, because he's a child, a young child who can't eat himself.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but the goy gives you permission to go and take it. You sold it to him.
You can't touch chometz. Let's list all the potential problems. We've discussed, So I want to ask you the following question. And my question is, somebody's got a child who is not well, who needs to take daily chometz medicines, how are you going to do this? There's various problems. First of all, you're not allowed to own chometz, point number one. Point number two, you're not allowed to feed him chometz, point number two. Problem number three, you can't even touch chometz, we discussed earlier. Okay, so you give him the £10. And then he's bought it with your money. Whose is it? You tell him it's his, or you keep it yourself?
It's his.
Okay, fine. So you've sorted that problem. It's his. Good. Now, what do you do with it? So he's going to feed. Very good. Absolutely. But I want you to feed my kid. Good. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Ideally, that's what you should do. Right. What happens if this? Absolutely. Mishnah Berurah goes, his initial stage is precisely what you were saying. That's exactly what you should do. The goy is chametz and he feeds you. What happens if there's no going around? Or you just can't ask every single day, the goy is going to go crazy. You want to keep him for Shabbos as well at times, right? So you can't use it every day.
I pay him for it.
You pay him for it? Okay. Let's say there's no goyim around. There's no goy. You can't ask a goy to come every day to feed the chon. It's very late. You can't ask the goy to come every day. What are you meant to do? Exactly. Kiyas Sefer. There's a shortage of goyim. It's the best paid job in some areas to be the Shabbos goy. The best paid job. Mishnah Berurah struggles and he says that the Maaseh, what you're meant to do is you tell the goy once. You tell the goy, keep this chametz, this is yours. This is your chametz, but keep it in my house. You can keep that chametz. It's your chametz, Mr. Goy. It's in my house. But then how is the child can't take it himself. So you can tell another child to feed the younger child. Mishnah Berurah is matter that. First word line. Yesh lo'akal sh'yashir akum chometz beveseki dish'yaspik latinu et kama po'amim. V'yoyim ebeferish she'in roi tzelik nois. He doesn't wish to acquire this chometz. V'yitzav ele cotton sh'yachir latinu. Can you ask a cotton, a minor, a pre-bar mitzvah boy to feed the baby? That's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. It's very controversial. Psak, many achronim discuss this and some disagree with it. How can you ask a younger child to feed your baby? Imagine that. Yeah, imagine a pure mitzvah boy feeding chometz, which, okay, belongs to the goy, but you're asking your 12-year-old son to feed your 3-year-old toddler chometz. Doesn't sound right. So the Mishnah Berurah is matter that. The Mishnah Berurah is matter that. I had a shayla once. It's not half as bad, but you know, there's some children are very, have got allergies, milk allergies, and the only... And if they are for their bottles, what is that? What do they have? They have soya. Now soya is a problem because it's kidneys. So what do you do then?
The kidneys.
Oh, what? Exactly. First of all, it's not a problem owning. There's no balirui on kidneys, obviously. And besides that, even feeding is not so much of a problem because it's kidneys, it's not chometz. But it's kind of touching on this. And finally, I just want to finish Siv Zayin. Also, lehaski klila in Yehudi per Pesach k'deshivashlo b'chometz. Don't lend your pots and your saucepans to the goy that he should cook chometz in it. You're not allowed to do that. Avol maske lo chamoyer, but you're allowed to rent out your donkey. Love your love chometz to schlep the chometz. So don't give him your pot. Take a fiver, and this you can use the saucepan, the frying pan, whatever, for the next week. If you're not allowed to, if you know clearly he's going to use it for chametz. But if he said, listen, if the guy comes knocking on the door, say, can I have your donkey for a week? I need to schlep loads of chametz. That you're allowed to. V'yesh matirim la'och, and chamin b'klei chametz, v'lichot bohem. You can use chametz to get kelim, vessels, to cook hot water, which let's say for washing purposes, for bathing purposes, you're allowed to use a clay chometz. Rabbi Yisai, you're allowed to use chometz to get kelim for bathing, for washing purposes. That's the meaning as well. So Rabbi Yisai, if you need a, what would be a good case? You need to, for the sponger, and you need a big bowl, and the only bowl that you have is a chometz to get bowl.
Wash the baby,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. And you don't have any, the bath, I don't know, something's gone wrong. And you want to use a chometz to get pot. You can do that. You can use a chometz to get pot, as long as you're going to end up drinking it. If you know specifically this is for bath, for shower, for hot water, for washing up, for whatever it is, then that's permitted, that's okay. So gentlemen, just to quickly summarize what we learned this evening, Baruch Hashem, we learned really, finish the simon. So we learned, first of all, we learned that in CFA, we learned that rent out the oven is fine as long as you tell him you're using it. Please use it for. Don't use it for chometz. If he uses it ultimately for chometz, that's fine as well. To rent out a flat or a house for living residential purpose, that's fine as well. If it's for storage, we said it's a bit more. It's not so poshut. However, if it's not specifically just for the Pesach period, then it's mutter as well. We learned that if you've got a work. Yeah, if it's just for Pesach and a storage purpose, clearly, specifically, that's right, absolutely correct. Yeah, thanks for catching me out. Thanks. See, what we learned that if you tell her you've got a servant and you tell him you give him the pound and you tell him buy whatever you want, that's fine. If you tell him without giving him the money, you tell him to go around the corner and buy something and you'll pay him back tomorrow. That is awesome. We then moved on and we said that. To do merchandise, to do business with chometz merchandise, although it's the goys, for goys your customers, that's also as well. We spoke about a child who is not well. The Mishnah Berurah is matir, b'di'eved, that you can ask a goy to own the chametz, you keep it in your house, and you ask your pre-bar mitzvah boy to feed the child, the younger child, and that Mishnah Berurah is matir if need be. We said that to rent out kelim, chametz to get kelim, that's a problem. To rent out your donkey, which is going to be used for schlepping chametz, that's okay. And finally, to use a Pesach dikeli, a chametz dikeli, for tzorkei hanor, for washing, for bathing, etc. To use the chametz dikeli is permitted as well. Okay, I wish you a very good evening. Okay, and good Shabbos. And a Feilich and Chanukah.